What's up, everybody? Sarah here. So in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about clarity of communication during a crisis. Everybody is under stress. Nobody has time for the mishmash. And a crisis is a time when clarity of communication is of highest importance. So here are some tips if you're communicating. Remember my two-sentence rule. Go back to my podcast on the two-sentence rule or type in Sarah Grillo two-sentence rule in Google and you will find blogs and podcasts, even YouTube videos on this topic, okay? Limit your communications to the least words, fewest words possible. That's the first tip. The second tip, use analogies when appropriate. There is no better way to demonstrate your point than by making an analogy. Three, PowerPoints should be no more than three bullets on a slide, big font, and limit the amount of slides in the deck. We've all got a lot going on. We are bombarded with panicked phone calls and emails that require our response immediately. The longer your PowerPoints are, the higher likelihood that they will be interrupted and your points will not be received. Same thing with webinars. I've recommended before, the way to do a webinar during a crisis is, okay, so here's what you do. Webinars, 20-minute webinar. First 10 minutes, discuss 3 points, 3 minutes each. Open it up for questions. Last 10 minutes, discuss, okay, if no one has questions, then you discuss your three, we call them seated questions. You discuss 3 questions that you've already prepared for another 10 minutes. If there are still no questions, then you end the webinar. At the very least, you spent 20 minutes only and you're recording it, so at least you get a marketing asset out of it with some good points. A lot of people will join a webinar and about only 40% of people actually will show up for it. So even though a lot of people register, you're only going to get probably less than half. It depends on the topic. As people are home, you may actually get a higher attendance rate, but understand that a lot of people are signing up for your webinar because they understand that you're going to email out the replay. So the marketing asset that's created from a webinar, just as valuable as the webinar itself. So having said that, what are some questions that you have about clarifying your communications? Let me know. And I would love to hear from you. Just send me a DM. You know, I'm a resource here during the crisis. Really want to help y'all. Let me know your questions. I'd be more than happy to. Bye.